And welcome to Playback. I'm Paul Gough, brought to you proudly by APRA AMCOS. A very rollicking way to start. That's the sound of Total Control, a group who at times skirt on the edges of that not being the case. But I have to tell you, what a wonderful album, Hinge Beat, that came out in 2011. And we're listening to a track that does have vocals. I speak of starting each program with an instrumental tune. Well, this is a wonderful instrumental passage that I would love to be a locked groove that went forever. Carpet Rash from Total Control. Coming up on this edition of Playback, we'll hear gentler sounds as well. Hugh and Blaine's. Boy, you're really going to love this, and a taste of the 40s all over again. We'll hear, in a similar bent, I guess, the group Broads from Melbourne and the group they were a part of earlier than that, an a cappella quartet, The Nymphs. And we'll hear from a fantastic compilation from Mikey Young, who is a part of Total Control. He's put it together with overseas label Mexican Summer. Follow the Sun is the name of the release, and it mines some incredibly lost Australian artefacts of the 70s. That's all coming up on this edition of Playback. Let's get straight into the music. This release from Harry Howard and the NDE came out in October last year. It's one I've really gone back to over and over again. We're so lucky in this country to have so many talented musicians. Let's hear from Harry Howard now. This one is The Only One. Stop!
and kneeling scared. I never let nobody lay a hand to your head. One in sorrow knows how to stow away there. A slash in your sheets or a fall on the stairs. Now I'm here. I ran as far as the fence still. Cutting keys to the door of your premature end, my friend. While the rest of the steps grind on, it's good to be gone. While what's left of this world staggers on, it's good to be gone. I know you know I said I'd never leave. But baby, I made a promise I cannot keep. Honey, don't come looking for me. Slipped the mother load. The black dog you recall has violated your home. Not our desire that the flesh divide us. We were cast blind into this sinister business. I'm numbed and I'm looking for you, my only ever one. Since I can no longer hold you, I'm a long time gone. So long. While the rest of this mess rocks on, it's good to be gone. The ground has dissolved us at all. It's good to be gone. I know you know I said I'd never leave. Baby, I made a promise I cannot keep. So don't come looking for me.
Music there of The Wreckery. And that was from a compilation. Well, that's how I first encountered this song, Good to Be Gone, called Positively Elizabeth Street, which is a collection of artists at the time that were on the Citadel label. Of course, The Wreckery started much earlier than that, and Hugo Race's music goes way back into those early post-punk days when he was a part of a group called Plays with Marionettes in Melbourne. And then at the end of that, he went on and joined Nick Cave in the Bad Seeds and then formed The Wreckery. And Hugo Race is still making a lot of great music and has had a couple of fantastic solo albums in recent times. But listening to Harry Howard and the NDE, Near Death Experience, I just felt that there was a nice synergy between those two releases, notwithstanding the fact that, of course, Harry Howard being the brother of the great Roland S. Howard, who was a part of the Birthday Party and entwined with Nick Cave and that crew at the time. Also a part of the Near Death Experience, two other greats within the Australian music scene, Dave Graney on bass, Claire Moore on drums, and we can't omit Edwina Preston on keyboards and vocals. As a part of Harry Howard's crew. From Sleepless Girls, we heard The Only One. This is Playback, heard right around the country. It's good to have your company. Now, speaking of chaps with rather deep and growly voices, albeit this of a different kind, Pugsley Buzzard is a name you may or may not know. If you don't know, well, I think you're going to like this chap. He has a very big sound and a very big growl. I guess it's hard not to imagine Tom Waits, or in more recent times, C.W. Stone King, being related somewhat to Pugsley Buzzard. He loves the music of New Orleans. His grandmother taught piano He used to sit and be beguiled by her teaching students after school. She played classical, jazz, boogie, so he got a very good education on the sly, did Pugsley Buzzard. As well as that, his dad loved prog, and so I dipped my hat to Pugsley's dad. Let's hear something from Chase and Aces. This is Dirty Wings.
Thank you. One day you love me, the next you're not sure. Your love is like a revolving door. I've given up now, baby, I quit trying. Well, how the hell am I supposed to read your mind? Cause I ain't no fortune teller, I ain't got no crystal ball. Why don't you love me all the way, baby? Or just don't love me at all? Well, if I ain't what you want, baby, hey, that's cool. Ain't trying to trick you, I just want the truth. I got my own baggage, I don't need yours too. You got commitment issues, baby, that's on you. Cause I ain't pushing, I'm just saying that's all. Why don't you love me all the way, baby? Or just don't love me at all?
This is Playback, brought to you by APRA AMCOS. I'm Paul Gough. Good to have your company. As you have discovered by now, if you've listened to a couple of editions of Playback, you're not quite sure what you're going to get. We play everything from electronic to indie rock to blues. We just heard one of the finest Australian blues guitarist, vocalist, songwriters who's been performing for over 25 years. Her name is Fiona Boys. And boy, is she a brilliant musician and one that has gained many accolades. She's highly revered in the US, where she spends, I guess, roughly about 50% of her time. She's based in Portland, Oregon, and then also in Australia, lives in northern New South Wales, and has an incredible collection of guitars, one made from an old cigar box. I had her on an old program of mine on the ABC many years ago. We heard from her album Professin' the Blues, her most recent, Love Me All the Way. And prior to Fiona Boys, the music of Pugsley Buzzard, Dirty Wings, was the track I shared with you. This next compilation I'm going to share with you is absolutely fantastic. And if you're a lover of 70s rock from Australia, I think you're going to find this interesting, because there was still a very large volume of music being made in the 70s that wasn't given any radio play as well. And in a day when there was no community radio, the opportunity to hear those artists was even slimmer, whereas now we have a very big interest in crate digging and finding and sharing things, as does Mikey Young of Total Control, who we started the program with. Of course, he's also a member of Eddie Current's Suppression Ring. Well, he teamed up with Keith Abramson, who is the head of A&R at Anthology Recordings and Mexican Summer, a great little label from the US, And together they went through a collection of tunes that they've drawn together. You'll hear everything from Gary Shearston, Mata Hari. And this first track I want to share with you from Megan Sue Hicks called Hey, Can You Come Out and Play? Featuring Flying Circus as her backing band. And if you remember the song La La from all those years ago, which was a minor radio hit, then that will make some sense to you. We're going to hear two tracks from this compilation, Follow the Sun. This first one from Megan Sue Hicks, Hey, Can You Come Out and Play?
But it is almost sound, it falls this evening on so goaded by the green, does the compulsion of the dew make him unknowable but keen, asking with beauty of the blue. Listen, me young girl, said, for all your hapless talk, you fail to see there is a light to stop a call this evening on the orange tree. Is it, I said, a waste of love, imperishably old in pain, moving as an affrighted dove under the sunlight or the rain? Is it a fluttering heart that gave too willingly and was reviled? Is it the stammering at a grave, the last word of a little child? Silence, the young girl said, oh, why do you talk to weary me? Plague me no longer now, for I am listening like the orange tree. Silence, the young girl said, oh, why do you talk to weary me? Plague me no longer, for I am listening like the orange tree.
From the compilation Follow the Sun, Cathy O'Sullivan's The Orange Tree, and Cathy went on to be a member of the band The Larrikins and still makes music. There's been a compilation of some of her early works and I think some newer tracks not that long ago. This is a part of this compilation, as I mentioned, that has been curated by Mikey Young of Total Control, Eddie Current Suppression Ring, and Keith Abramson, who runs the Mexican Summer imprint from the US. And prior to Cathy O'Sullivan, we heard Mary Sue Hicks. I love that track. Hey, can you come out and play? As I said, 20 great tracks on there that I think you might enjoy if you're a fan of early folk rock psychedelic music out of Australia. Check it out. I'll put a link to it on my webpage. This is Playback, brought to you by APRA AMCOS. Heath Cullen comes from a wonderful little community in New South Wales called Candelo. And Candelo seems to have more musicians in it than I've had hot dinners, but probably not entirely true because the population isn't overly huge. But certainly they punch above their weight for high-quality musicians. This album, Outsiders, was recorded with Pete Thomas, Davey Farah and Steve Neave, who are Elvis Costello's imposters. The album was recorded at Sing Sing Studios in just 2 days. I'm guessing this is because the imposters didn't have a lot of time on their hands. But it is the first time those three artists collaborated with a vocalist other than Elvis Costello. And this release is one that I've come back to time and time again. It came out 2015. I kind of lose track of time. Yes, that just feels like yesterday to me. Let's hear something from Heath Cullen's excellent Outsiders release right now. This one is called The Stranger.
Down, moon came up over a lonesome town, shining down through the trees, leaves falling in the southern breeze, hear the rattling of the rails, the clanging of the crossing bells, flying foxes on the wing, the sweet silent life of everything, the river cuts this town in two, and all around is of you. Mm-hmm. private little shacks. Feel the heartbeat of this night. Silhouettes inside the window lights. Mama calling to her little ones. Come inside now, supper's done. Heavy feelings in your heart. Heavy feelings can tear lives apart. The river cuts this town in two. And all around here there are pieces of you. And beans, your coffee black. You left one time before, but that time you came back. The river cuts this town in two.
Because he is standing there. But in my dreams you kiss me. And in my dreams you hold me right. But dreams they only ever be. I'm in love with my boyfriend's best friend. I'm not the type of girl that wants to be talked about. And my mama raised me too well that I never would have an affair. And my daddy told me that life is never fair. I guess I'll see you next lifetime. In my dreams you kiss me, and in my dreams you hold me tight, but dreams they only ever be. Oh dear, I got the I'm in love with my boyfriend's best friend blue. Because he is standing there. But in my dreams you kiss me, and in my dreams, oh, you hold me tight, hold me tight, hold me tight. But dreams only happen in the night, oh dear. I got the I'm in love with my boyfriend's best friend's blues.
Such a great release. It came out on vinyl last year, but was originally released in 2015, which even surprises me as I look at my notes, because, you know, that just feels like yesterday to me. Time goes too quickly. The Grand Magoozy is the name of that artist, a.k.a. Susie Scurry. And as I said, it's out on vinyl, which is fantastic. If you still have a record player, I'd recommend you get this release. It was recorded, you know, over a few days in the home of Nick Huggins, one of the great producers out of Melbourne. I love just about everything he puts his hand to. Recorded live in someone's lounge room, perhaps his, I think, from memory. And Susie Scurry has a ye olde feel to the way she writes music. We heard the track Pinky Blues from her album, simply self-titled, The Grand Magoozy. This is Playback. I'm Paul Gough. I'm glad you're enjoying the music. I'm assuming you are, because you're still listening to this little bit right now. Singh and Blains, is that a name that rings a bell for you? Well, Parvin Singh is the front woman for Bombay Royale, a stunning group from Melbourne, and teaming up with a chap whose music I love. His name's Hugh Blains, and he's released a couple of solo albums, very laid-back piano compositions. Again, a bit like the Grand Magoozy, sounding like a chap who's stepped out of time, in this case maybe the 30s or 40s. And in fact, it was this era of music that the great romantic duets of the 30s and 40s, that the underlying backbone for the ideas for the songs from this album. It's called I Choose You. And I think it's really exciting to hear people doing something a little different than the usual music that is out and about. It's very easy to follow trends or try to sound like something else. But when music comes straight from the heart and you're doing exactly what you want to do, then and take risks, then you can start making music along the line of Singh and Blaine's. It's come out on a small label called Pound Records. Let's hear now the title track from their release. This is I Choose You.
I take when I should give. Sometimes the more I love, I hate. I stay or run away.
I take when I should give. Sometimes the more I love, I hate. I stay.
You've acted in some other place. Never before have I stopped wanting more. I'd be happy to be locked in a room with you for rest of my day.
Hum dono chahte nahi kahan jayenge, sach ki baat zarurat hai. Jab ek tu
believe me, I've gone so low, so low, so low, one naughty for two, oh darling.
choose you. I wanna last longer than a lifespan. See what I can do. Sell my soul to a nice man. Hope I feel better soon. Hope I feel better soon. Hope I feel better.
I was tired of the struggle to make my name. I was tired of my downtown boss and his hoedown games. I said, man, I've had it. I'll do what I need. Lord, you got it. Now give it, please. I wanna last longer than a lifespan. See what I can do. Sell my soul to a nice man. Hope I feel better soon.
Each day comes with night falling. I will stay young with the dusk never drawing. Lord, lead me to my dreams. Let the others fall. There's too much talking and ticking off days, so I made that call.
Man, I've had it. I'll do what I need. Lord, you got it. Now give it, please. I wanna last longer than a lifespan. See what. Begin again, 'cause there's no one stopping me at all. No, not at all. I wanna last longer than a lifespan. See what I can do. Sell my soul to a nice man. Hope I feel better soon. I sold my soul to a nice man. Hope I feel better soon.
Ah, the Nymphs. I remember when that record first fell into my hands, I was pretty excited about it. We've sort of wound towards the end of the program, honouring the music of the 40s and 50s, and the Nymphs did that in style. 40s jazz, 50s swing, and early 60s doo-wop were the inspiration for the four-piece a cappella group, two members of which moved on to be in the last track we'll hear from the group, Broads, in just a moment. As I mentioned earlier, all track details are available on my website, pimpod.com, and there I'll also have links to how you can listen to the program again on demand, and all the details, the titles and links to the bands that we've shared with you today. Now, this is going to be one of the great releases of 2017. I speak of the musical duo Broads, two of which were in the last band that we just shared with you, the Nymphs, Kelly Day and Jane Hendry. They also are a very big part of the Melbourne music scene and share their talents with a lot of the other musicians that we play on the program. I've got to tell you that this album really is fantastic, Vacancy, and the promise of that first little four-track EP of which at the time I saw them perform live, and I was just mesmerised by their vocal work, just beautiful. And they've continued that on this album and fleshed it out with a solid band. Matt Dixon, Dan Lethbridge, Sarah Galds and Alex O'Gorman are all a part of Team Broads for a live show. But as I said, in essence, Broads are the duo of Kelly Day and Jane Hendry. Let's leave you now with a track from the album Vacancy. This is one of the more stripped back numbers. This is I Can't Stop Thinking.
I can't stop thinking I'm gonna die, not peacefully at 95. That won't appease morbidity. There is a greater gore for me. I can't stop thinking they're gonna come. They know exactly all the little things I've done. Exact a vengeance on my soul. I fear I'm never growing old. What can I do? I'm a bad one and I am old. What I'll get? And if it hasn't happened yet, I guess I've dodged a bullet, yes. I can't stop thinking I'm gonna die. Not peacefully at 95. That's just too easy for you. See, there is a story bound for me. I can't stop thinking I'm gonna lose. Since I left home, I knew I'm overdue.
And I can't stop thinking. You've been listening to Playback, brought to you proudly by APRA AMCOS. I'm Paul Gough. I'll speak to you next time.
New music.
So inside.
we both be saved for the old games we've played. We have already paid. Stranger. Today is a new day. We'll fly.